There are about 11,000 people in Delaware suffering from opioid addiction and just over 100 beds for treatment.
Both those numbers and our conversations with people out in the field suggest that that's not adequate.
That's Attorney General Matt Den. He says he wants to see state funds used to make more beds available, beds for people who want to enroll in a program that will help them quit using opioids. But some health experts say adding more beds is not the best approach. They argue some shorter-term inpatient programs put patients at a high risk for overdose when they leave, because their tolerance for the drugs is lowered during that period of sobriety. Dr. Andrew Kolodny is co-director of the Opioid Policy Research Collaborative at Brandeis University. He says detox and rehab are not usually effective modes of treatment for opioid addiction.
The most effective treatments are long-term outpatient treatments with a medicine like buprenorphine.
And Delaware Department of Health and Social Services Secretary Dr. Kara Odom Walker points out there are often vacancies for inpatient treatment.
Most of the time when people reach out to us and say, I can't find a bed, it's often that we need to work with their insurance coverage to figure out how to get them into a place.
It's important to note that every addiction case is unique, and since there is no standard for care when treating an opioid addict, different facilities will have different models for treatment. When people talk about beds for opioid addiction, they are often lumping together these different models. First, there are detox centers, specifically designed to treat addiction withdrawal management in the short term. People usually only stay for a few days. Workers at the Connections Detox in Harrington say the center is always very busy, but they've never seen anyone denied care because of overcapacity. Another model is inpatient treatment centers. These programs usually last about 20 to 30 days, provide counseling, and do not have a waiting list to get in. Lori Dyer is the program director for Gateway Foundation in Smyrna. She says patients who want to continue treatment after their time is up will be referred to a sober living facility.
We won't put our clients out on the street. We have a safe discharge plan for our clients. They always will go somewhere safe unless they choose to leave against staff advice.
And then there are sober living homes, recovering addicts living together in a home or apartment setting, participating in group therapy, and being monitored by staff members. These are the ones that always have a waiting list.
How you doing?
Fine. My name's Nick Shalino. I'm with Delaware Public Media.
I'm Jason.
Oh, good to meet you.
Jason O'Connor was a resident at the Connection Sober Living Home in Harrington last year. He has gone through the program and has since moved out on his own. He says when he got out of detox, he was put on a waiting list before being admitted into the sober living home and had to get by without a place of his own in the meantime.
The first time I came here, there was a 30-day wait, but it wound up being about 2 weeks, so I didn't have to, it was a relatively warm October, so it wasn't that bad, but I stayed outside a couple times and it wasn't too bad.
But not all patients in Delaware are forced to wait outside for a vacancy to open up at a sober living home. Christine Greeley is living at one of the Lyman House sober living homes in Wilmington. She says after detox, she was able to stay at the Gaudenzia Inpatient Treatment Center while she waited to get in.
I was there for about a month and a week waiting to get into here. But even though there's a waiting list, Gaudenzia will approve your insurance until you get into a facility.
Both Greeley and O'Connor say that sober living homes have been able to help them. But part of the problem is not all people addicted to opioids are seeking treatment. Kathy McKay is the CEO at Connections. She says she has seen people overdose outside of a detox center, be brought back to life with naloxone, and still refuse to go inside for treatment.
We had a case the other day at one of our clinics where somebody who is a client there, brought somebody who's not a client. The guy was blue. He was dead. The nurses ran out there with some Narcan. They brought him back to life. He wouldn't come in.
Physicians say it's a challenge to find reachable moments when opioid addicts are willing to submit themselves to care. Attorney General Matt Den says funding more beds with a wide spectrum of treatment options will increase accessibility and make it more likely people will be reached at those critical moments.
You get a relatively narrow window with some people where they're willing to go into treatment. And when that window opens, then you need to have the type of treatment that will help them, that makes sense to them, that is geographically sensible for them, that's, you know, in some proximity to their family and their work.
Den says he is working with lawmakers to propose earmarking $4 million this year to put towards more beds. He says if the measure is passed, officials from the newly created Behavioral Health Consortium will decide the treatment model for the additional beds. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Shalino.